Ambiguity. Etymology of ambiguity. The term ambiguity originates from the Latin word ambiguitas, which means doubtfulness or uncertainty. The prefix ambi indicates both or around, while ager refers to driving or doing. Thus, ambiguity implies the presence of two or more possible interpretations or meanings in a single expression or statement. Meanings of ambiguity. The literal meanings of ambiguity are 1. The quality of being open to more than one interpretation or having a double meaning. 2. The presence of multiple meanings or uncertainty in language or communication that makes it difficult to understand or interpret correctly. 3. The condition of being vague or unclear, making it difficult to determine the exact meaning of something. Ambiguity in grammar. Ambiguity is a noun with its plural form ambiguities. It is not a verb. However, the verb form of ambiguity is to ambiguous, which means to make something unclear or open to multiple interpretations. For example, the author's use of language ambiguous the meaning of the sentence. Definition of ambiguity. Ambiguity is a literary device that intentionally creates uncertainty or confusion in a text by allowing for multiple possible interpretations of a word, phrase, sentence, or entire passage. It can be used to add complexity and depth to a work, create a sense of mystery or suspense, or reflect the complexities of the human experience. Types of ambiguity. There are several types of ambiguity that can occur in literature. 1. Lexical ambiguity, when a word or phrase has more than one meaning, resulting in confusion or uncertainty. 2. Syntactic ambiguity, when the structure or arrangement of words in a sentence allows for multiple interpretations. 3. Semantic ambiguity, when the meaning of a word or phrase is unclear or has multiple meanings. 4. Phonological ambiguity, when the pronunciation of a word or phrase is unclear or can be heard in different ways. 5. Pragmatic ambiguity, when the context in which a word or phrase is used creates uncertainty or confusion about its meaning. 6. Modal ambiguity, when a statement can be interpreted in more than one way depending on the mode of the verb used. Common examples of ambiguity. Ambiguity refers to a situation where a word, phrase, or sentence has more than one way to interpret it. Here are some common examples of ambiguity. 1. Homonyms. These words sound the same but have different meanings. For example, bear can mean a large mammal or it also means to tolerate something. 2. Polysemy. These are words that have multiple related meanings. For example, the word bank can mean a financial institution, a riverbank, or a place to store something. 3. Pronoun ambiguity. This occurs when it's unclear which noun a pronoun is referring to. For example, the dog bit the boy, and he cried. It's unclear whether he refers to the dog or the boy. 4. Syntactic ambiguity. This occurs when the structure of a sentence allows for more than one interpretation. For example, I saw the man with the telescope. It's unclear whether the man or the speaker had the telescope. 5. Semantic ambiguity. This occurs when a word or phrase can have more than one meaning. For example, time flies like an arrow. It's unclear whether time flies refers to the passage of time or flies that travel quickly. 6. Cultural ambiguity. This occurs when there are cultural differences in understanding. For example, I'll call you back later might be interpreted differently in different cultures based on expectations for when a call should be returned. Literary examples of ambiguity. 1. From the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock by T.S. Eliot. Do I dare disturb the universe? In a minute there is time for decisions and revisions which a minute will reverse. The ambiguity in this passage lies in the question of whether Prufrock will take action or not. He considers disturbing the universe but ultimately suggests that time may undo any decision he makes. 2. The road not taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. This poem has been interpreted in different ways, but the ambiguity lies in whether the speaker actually took the road less traveled or is simply saying that to make himself feel unique. 3. From The Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. You take somebody that cries their goddamn eyes out over phony stuff in the movies, and 9 times out of 10 they're mean bastards at heart. The ambiguity in this passage lies in whether Holden is referring to himself or others. Is he projecting his own insecurities and weaknesses onto others, or is he accurately assessing the nature of people who are moved by fake emotions? 4. From Hamlet by William Shakespeare. To be or not to be, that is the question. This famous soliloquy is ambiguous in its meaning. Is Hamlet contemplating suicide or the possibility of taking action against his oppressors? The ambiguity allows for multiple interpretations and reflects Hamlet's conflicted state of mind. 5. From The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. I hope she'll be a fool. That's the best thing a girl can be in this world. A beautiful little fool. This quote from Daisy Buchanan is ambiguous in its meaning. Is she advocating for women to be naive and ignorant, or is she commenting on the limited options available to women in a patriarchal society? The ambiguity reflects the complexity of Fitzgerald's characters and themes. How to create ambiguity? Creating ambiguity involves intentionally crafting words, phrases, or sentences having multiple interpretations. Here are some ways to create ambiguity. 1. Use homonyms. Incorporate words having multiple meanings into your writing to create confusion or double meanings. 2. Use polysemy. Use words having multiple related meanings to create ambiguity in your writing. 3. Use pronoun ambiguity. Use pronouns without clear antecedents or that could refer to multiple characters to create confusion. 4. Use syntactic ambiguity. Use sentence structures that could have multiple interpretations to create ambiguity. 5. Use semantic ambiguity. Use words or phrases that could have multiple meanings in a given context to create ambiguity. 6. Use cultural ambiguity. Use language or references that may be interpreted differently by readers from different cultural backgrounds to create ambiguity. 7. Use unreliable narrators. Use narrators who may not be trustworthy or may have limited perspectives to create ambiguity in the story. Benefits of using ambiguity. Using ambiguity in writing can have several benefits. 1. Stimulates the reader's imagination. Ambiguity tends to make readers think deeply about what they're reading. It allows them to draw their own conclusions. This can lead to a more immersive reading experience and make the reader more invested in the story. 2. Enhances the complexity of the story. Ambiguity can make a story more complex and thought-provoking by creating multiple interpretations and perspectives. 3. Allows for multiple meanings. Ambiguity can make a piece of writing more inclusive by allowing readers to interpret the work in their own way. This can make the work more accessible to a wider audience. 4. Challenges the reader. Ambiguity can challenge the reader to think beyond their initial assumptions and encourages them to consider alternative perspectives. 5. Increases tension. Ambiguity can create suspense and tension in a story by leaving the reader uncertain about what will happen next. Literary device of ambiguity in literary theory. Ambiguity is a literary device that has been explored in various literary theories. Here are 8 literary theories that discuss the use of ambiguity in literature. 1. Reader response theory. Reader response theorists argue that the meaning of a text relies on readers' interpretation. Ambiguity allows for multiple interpretations, which allows the reader to engage with the text in a more active way. 2. New criticism. New critics argue that the meaning of a text relies on the text itself, not on the reader's interpretation. Ambiguity, thus, is seen as a deliberate strategy used by authors to create complexity and depth in their writing. 3. Deconstruction. Deconstructionists argue that language is inherently unstable, and that meaning is always in flux. Ambiguity is, thus, a way to subvert traditional meaning and create alternative interpretations. 4. Feminist theory. Feminist theorists argue that language is gendered and that women have been excluded from traditional interpretations of literature. Ambiguity is, thus, a way to challenge gender norms and create alternative readings of texts. 5. Postcolonial theory. Postcolonial theorists argue that literature reflects the power dynamics of colonialism and imperialism. Ambiguity in this theory is a way to resist dominant power structures and create alternative narratives. 6. Psychoanalytic theory. Psychoanalytic theorists argue that literature reflects the subconscious desires and anxieties of the author. Ambiguity is a way to express unconscious desires and create complex characters. 7. Marxist theory. Marxist theorists argue that literature reflects the social and economic conditions of the time. Ambiguity is a way to challenge dominant ideologies and create alternative perspectives. 8. Structuralism. Structuralists argue that language and literature are organized into systems of meaning. Ambiguity is a way to disrupt these systems and create alternative meanings. Suggested readings. 1. Eco, Umberto. 6 Walks in the Fictional Woods. Harvard University Press, 1994. 2. Fish, Stanley. Is there a text in this class? The Authority of Interpretive Communities. Harvard University Press, 1980. 3. Heidegger, Martin. Being and Time. Translated by John McQuarrie and Edward Robinson. Harper Perennial Modern Classics, 2008. 4. Rob Grillet, Elaine. For a New Novel, Essays on Fiction. Northwestern University Press, 1989. 5. Sontag, Susan. Against Interpretation and Other Essays. Farrar, Strauss and Giroux, 1966.